We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you. But the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising. But the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be
just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 16th of July, 2011. We're visiting with Professor Phil Kaufman, and we're talking about the Communist Chinese, as we often do on this program, because it's a, I can't think of anything more important to talk about. We're certainly don't have any shortage of crises today, but certainly this situation where we have all of these Chi-coms, as he calls it, coming into this country, it's very disturbing and something that every American needs to come out against, because it's only a matter of time, ladies and gentlemen, before, you know, Dr. Kaufman, I can think about reading back about what happened during the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. There was a book that was put out by Abdul Shams called In Cold Blood, The Communist Conquest of Afghanistan. And I've referred to this book on the air in relation to this Chinese thing here we have going on in America right now, because the Afghani government, according to Abdul Shams, who was in that government at the time, and he was trying to stop the Afghanis from trusting the Soviets. And he says, look, you know, he says, you're signing all these friendship treaties and agreements with them. There were cross-education programs going on. The Soviets were coming into Afghanistan and building infrastructure. And what the Afghan government didn't know at the time is all the infrastructure that they were building was built to support their tanks and everything else. They were planning an invasion as they were building all the infrastructure, you know, the roads and bridges and what have you. And it all came to a head when they were having a meeting, a high-level meeting between the governments, the representatives of the Soviets, and they put a gun. There was a particular set time that the Soviets had set where everybody was having a good time. They were, you know, eating and drinking and, you know, being merry. All of a sudden, at this appointed time, the Soviet delegation pulls out their guns and holds them to the governing leaders of Afghanistan's heads. And that's when the coup began. I mean, after that, they just terrorized the people of Afghanistan. And I look at that situation and I parallel it with what's going on here in the United States, because we're doing the exact same thing. I mean, he said in his book, don't trust them. His warning to the West, don't trust the Soviets. Well, it's not the Soviets today so much. Maybe it is too, but it's also, it's the Chinese today more than anything. And we're trusting them like the Afghanis did the Soviets. All right, I've already talked us out of this segment. When we come back, maybe we can have you comment on that if you have a comment, and then we'll talk about the other things. And, folks, you can join in, too, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll be back here in a moment with Dr. Bill Kaufman.
Introducing IXL anti-friction metal conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Govern America, visiting with Professor William Kaufman, and once again his website is china-threat.com. That's china-threat.com. I encourage you to go there and check out his information, and most of you, I think, are up to speed on this, at least to a certain extent, but spread the information, folks, because everyone needs to be aware that this website exists and that this issue is a very pressing issue to all Americans. Dr. Kaufman, earlier we were talking, before we go to the phones, we were talking about the issue of racism, and I wanted to get back to that and have you finish up your comments about that. We're not talking about the communist Chinese, we're not talking about all the Chinese people, but the problem that I see is that, you know, even as we fight all these wars in different places, you don't know who your enemy is. Many times the lines can become very blurry. My understanding is, too, that whenever the Chinese government wants to recruit spies, often they will come to those people who they know and evidently still have contact with who immigrated to the United States. They'll approach them to try to get them to spy on their behalf, even if they're here in the U.S. I mean, we got all these visa programs. We got the EB-5 visa program, which enables foreign nationals, if they have a $500,000 or $1 million to invest here, they can literally buy permanent residency into the United States. So, I mean, these kinds of things are absolutely crazy. It's insane. that our government would allow this to happen, but obviously this is a part of a deliberate program. Your thoughts?
Well, there's definitely a fifth column here. And the Chinese, the example you mentioned, they use threats. They say, well, you know, if you don't spy for us in America, your grandparents are going to lose their house or they won't have any food or medical care. So they intimidate people. And then, you know, the Chinese intimidation, we know that they don't like Christianity. They oppress the Falun Gong. And of course, everyone remembers Tiananmen Square. I mean, mm-hmm. It's one of the worst human rights violations that ever occurred. And I would like to bring to your attention another website. It's www.AmericanMadeHeroes.com. AmericanMadeHeroes.com. American Made Heroes is all one word. And if you go to that site, you can watch a full hour-length documentary on the slaughter at Tiananmen Square. You want to see what the Chinese government will do. And then you mentioned kind of the stealth invasion that's going on. It's not the Afghan infrastructure. It's the American infrastructure, the new Bay Bridge in San Francisco. Okay, Chinese fabricated steel. Why? Because you can buy Chinese steel cheaper. But don't we need a domestic steel industry in case we have to make armor plate later on? The new Drick Bridge, it's alleged that it will be Chinese origin. And right now, look at the American power grid. The Chinese are buying up American electric companies. Okay? And they're also furnishing components for the grid, control systems for the grid. And hey, we already know that they've been trying desperately in the cell phone market, Huawei, okay? And you can almost envision Red Dawn type movie where some morning we wake up, there's no electricity, there's no internet, and we hear an announcement from Washington, my fellow Americans, I would like to inform you that I have reached a joint agreement to govern our nation with our colleagues in China. I know that sounds 1984, Brave New World or whatever, but I don't think it's something we can totally not consider.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I mean, the alarm bells should be going off. You know, the perimeter has been violated. You know, the flares are going up. The Claymore mines are going off. But no one's responding. Why not? Because the people who should respond and can respond are probably receiving campaign contributions.
Yeah, it's certainly a very disturbing thing that we see. Those of us that do see it, let's explore a little bit about what's happening here in Michigan, because I want to talk about the governor, and because this national governors, this conference going on with the governors, I wonder how many governors are going to be there. Are all 50 of them? Do we know?
John Kasich from Ohio withdrew his membership in the National Governors Association.
Oh, excellent.
So he was not going. And Rick Snyder, I understand, is not going, but he's sending the chief Michigan, state of Michigan lobbyist from the Washington office to go. Vicki Davis in Idaho, I think, is on top of the situation. And if you go to her website, perhaps you can find out.
Okay.
I mean, they have delegates there.
Yeah, she's a frequent guest.
Who's actually paying attention, or who is actually participating in this terrible conference?
Yeah, let's talk about Rick Snyder for a minute. You know, it became a campaign issue back when he was running against Virge Bonaro. I didn't really like either candidate, frankly. Virge Bonaro, a huge sustainable development guy, you know, wants to get us all into the UN thumb here, implementing the UN plan in our cities. So more globalism. But to his credit, he brought up this China issue during the election. It wasn't taken seriously by the media, at least not to the extent that I see it should have been taken seriously. Snyder looked the camera in the eye during the only debate they had and basically said that Bernero's allegations were untrue. You know, and yet you can go to the website. One of his companies over there openly brags about the fact that, I think it was Desira, that it's their purpose to help China compete and win in a global economy. Now, supposedly this is a guy that's going to be help bring jobs to Michigan and boost Michigan's economy, and yet his company is bragging about helping China compete and win. You know, in the meantime, you have this law that they passed, this Emergency Financial Managers Law, which gives Snyder the ability to basically declare martial law in Michigan cities and appoint, I guess, whoever he wants to run the cities. And I think I told you back when we were talking in person that my nightmare scenario, you talk about having the whole thing morph into a different form of government and us turning into a communist country. My nightmare scenario is, what's to stop him from appointing a Chinese company from running our local town? You know, he campaigned on reinventing Michigan, and certainly that would be a reinvention. You got any thoughts on that? You think I'm way out there as far as my thoughts on the whole emergency financial manager thing?
No, I would support what you're saying. He's doing the Chinification or Chinaization of Michigan. Apparently, he sees that as a business model. And, you know, historically, it goes back to Gateway when he exported American jobs to China. And then it got into his Ardesta venture capital firm and Desira, using the DARPA-funded research at the University of Michigan to create this guidance component for precision-guided munitions. He's exported, apparently, everything points in that direction, this forbidden military technology to China. In the United States, he licensed Tyco to make it for the U.S. Army and military. But, yeah, you can read into the CERA website information concerning this technology. And when we found this out, we immediately went to the Bureau of Industrial Security of the U.S. Department of Commerce and filed a complaint. We want to see the export certificate. This was the Chicago office, and they have been sandbagging us since the 1st of November on this issue. You know, now they don't even answer emails. You know, where is the export certificate? Where is the export certificate? And Channel 7, WXYZ-TV in Detroit, has filed a FOIA with the Department of Commerce to get an answer to this. Where is the export certificate? And they're being sandbagged, and apparently they are going to have to bring a lawsuit. And if the governor of the state violates the law, I mean, he should be dealt with, you know, accordingly, just like an ordinary person. And then you have the continuing pattern of the proposed Drick Bridge, where apparently there's going to be a lot of Chinese participation in that. And then you mentioned, well, the beginnings of the end of democracy with this martial law type stuff. Oh, you know, we'll just put a dictator in charge here. And, yeah, as you point out, we could even have a Chinese company come in and run the Detroit schools. And where does it go from here? And, you know, Vicki Davis has discovered similar type things in other states. Idaho, you know, where the governor there, Butch Otter, wants to invite the Chinese communists to come in with a foreign economic zone and take over an area of Utah. We have two governors in the state of Washington who are apparently very pro-Chinese. We have the Tacoma port where a lot of these containers come. And then we have Gary Locke, the last governor, who became Secretary of Commerce, and now he's ambassador to China. And, oh, by the way, yes, he's ethnic Chinese. Okay.
Hold your thoughts there right there. Unfortunately, I got to interrupt you. We have to take a break here. Don't forget what you were saying. And we have a couple of calls on the line. We'll get to you here real soon, so just hang with us, callers. Folks, we're visiting with Dr. Bill Kaufman. And we'll be back here in just a moment on Govern America.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
I just want to say to the callers that are holding on the line, we will get to you real soon, so please don't drop. Stay with us, be patient, and we will get to you in just a few minutes. But I want to give you a chance, Dr. Kaufman, to finish your thoughts there with regard to some of the things that you were saying about the governors and what have you. Hopefully you remember what you were saying.
Well, there are some individuals in our political elite who clearly are sympathetic to China and Chinese interests. And apparently they find that not to be in conflict with American values. And I think these people have to be outed, and I think we mentioned some of them previously, and, you know, there's others, and somebody on their website should start making a list of people who are extremely sympathetic to China. And one of the puzzling things, though, is, Darren, that when you look at the individuals who are being affected by what is going on, okay, union members who don't have jobs, veterans whose sons and daughters may have to go fight for another war, you do not see any strong statements from union leaders or veterans leaders saying China is a problem that has to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people who should be speaking out aren't, and it really puzzles me. Maybe one of your listeners has an idea as to why this is occurring. Why the affected people are not screaming bloody murder, okay? We know why the leadership isn't screaming bloody murder, because many of them are benefiting financially.
They're on the take
from what's going on. Mm-hmm. So we have to get more boots on the ground, so as to speak, of the people who are concerned about America's future. And when you look at the current crop of incumbents and wannabes, I mean, who is going to take the lead on the China issue? Well, Donald Trump had the courage to speak out about China, and the rationalization for that may be that he doesn't need contributions to run for office from the people who have made a deal with the devil, China. Okay, so he can speak out. But where's the Eisenhower, the De Gaulle, the Churchill, who's going to come forth and honestly say what the situation is and who will do what needs to be done?
Yeah, yeah, we need heroes. We need people who are outspoken and who will stand up for America. I mean, that's what it boils down to. Let's go to the phone lines, Dr. Kaufman. And folks, if you'd like to call in, we have some open lines. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to New York and talk to Michael, who's been waiting very patiently for quite a length of time. Thank you for holding on, Michael. You're on the air.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Darren and Dr. Kaufman, for your excellent show and all this information. And I'm well astute of this topic, and I wish our country was, gentlemen. Everything you covered is right on the money. I'd like to just fill in a little gaps because this is an ongoing saga, not a recent set of circumstances. After World War II, there could not be a Korean War with the communists unless they had a technology to rival us. So the Western allies, through Britain, gave the Russians a jet engine because otherwise they couldn't have a MiG fighter to engage us. And then, of course, were they going to use bow and arrows against our technology? There couldn't be a war. There's a force, a factor, gentlemen, behind the scenes called international banksters, and they are financing all our enemies, just like with the Nazis as well and the Bolsheviks. And then the commie Chinese right after World War II. They stabbed Chiang Kai-shek in the back. And I'm looking at photographs, and Darren, I'd love to email this to you. I couldn't find it on the Republic website.
Sure.
But I got this from our friend John in Massachusetts.
Okay.
And I'm looking at photographs of the individuals building up Mao Zedong, Israel Epstein, the banker Robert Lawrence Kuhn, as in Kuhn Loeb, the bankers. And then you have this guy named Frank Coe, Elsie Fairfax Cholmley, and Solomon Adler. They're all financing a young Mao Zedong. You can see that. And then there's guys like Sidney Shapiro and Israel Epstein as older people now, serving on the Chinese Communist Politburo, getting birthday parties by the Chai Coms. And then a guy named Frank Coe again and George Sokolsky. These guys are in the media covering up everything, and that's why the Americans don't know any of this. The media doesn't get into it because they don't want us to know what's really going on. There's another guy named Rui Ali right there with Chow En Lai, giving him support. So we're being set up, guys, and
yeah.
the Chinese communists are their next enemy that they want to engage us in a major war with for their globalist agenda. They want to. You're going to use the commies to tear us down and have a worldwide destruction so that they can then establish whatever kind of enslavement system these banking scumbags and the Rockefellers, even though they're not in these pictures, David Rockefeller, big-time Mao Zedong supporter. And don't forget the foreign guy we have as a president right now. He said not too long ago that Mao Zedong and Red China was the kind of image or the kind of model that we should follow, actually stated that. And, and of course, that was over the air to some degree. Any Americans with, I guess, their thumbs in their mouths or somewhere else on their body, they don't even understand what they're being told, that they plan on taking us down into a communist enslaved type of country.
Absolutely. Hey, I appreciate the call, Michael. Maybe we can give Dr. Kaufman a chance to respond on the other side of the bottom of the hour break. We have the phone line stacked. We'll roll your calls when we come back. Stay with us, folks. Half hour of Government America, the final half hour is straight ahead.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America visiting with Dr. Bill Kaufman, and we have a lot of callers on the line, but Bill, I want to give you a chance to respond to the comments that Michael said, the historical perspective that this isn't anything new. We did talk about the Carter administration, but the fact that the U.S. Funds both sides of every conflict, and we help to build the enemy up, it seems like, in order to facilitate the wars that we do. Got any thoughts on those comments that he had?
Yeah, I think Michael made a valuable comment concerning the financial people hiding behind all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should give the Rothschild family credit because they've probably been in the business longer than anybody else. And then perhaps the most recent contribution to our enemy was General Motors funding the film celebrating the 90th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Of the founding of the Communist Party. And you know, what needs to be done in the United States, and maybe in Michigan, or your listeners can help, we need to have some public filming of this feature made by General Motors at your local art theater, you know, as a fundraising, perhaps for our causes, where you invite the concerned citizens to come and see what communism is really like. I mean, you see the red flags, the people singing in masses and stadiums, and is this what we're going to aspire to?
Mm-hmm.
And then also I would like to note here, Vicki Davis's website is Channeling Reality, Channeling Reality, all one word, www.com. And I think you'll find the latest information on the Salt Lake City meeting on her website.
Absolutely. We have that linked up on our recommended links on our website as well. One thing that was really a slap in the face to me was the fact, and I made a big deal of, about it when it happened at the time, but the fact that we have the communist Chinese on the 60th anniversary, they raised their flag in our nation's capital. You know, they raised it right there. In fact, we have the video up on the website right now. And I asked the question at the time, you know, would this be allowed if the United States went over there to Beijing and tried to raise our flag there? You know, I highly doubt it. Yet this is, and then at the same time, right after that, just a couple of weeks after that, I believe, the Empire State Building in New York turned its colors, red and yellow in honor of Mao Zedong. You know, I mean, I don't know. It's just incredible. It's like this whole country has lost its mind. But anyway, let's go back to the phones and talk to Mark in Louisiana. Mark, thanks for holding on.
Yes, good morning. Yes, Professor, do you realistically believe that the Chinese or the Chinese government is going to attack the United States?
They are attacking the United States already. It's not being recognized because it's an economic attack. It's economic warfare. And it has the same results as military warfare, except, as noted previously, it retains the infrastructure. There's a very good a book called The Stealth Invasion, and then there's one called The Trojan Horse, written by a fellow by the name of Canfield, Roger.
Got it right here.
And they're coming ashore, and instead of dropping down the ramps from LSTs on the beaches of Hawaii or the beaches of California, they have the big box stores in our malls. You know, you can name the big box stores. You know, we already mentioned Walmart, and the infantry and its artillery, they're coming out the front door every time you carry a shopping bag out of these stores. And they're successfully taking over our nation, shall we say, peacefully. And no one, or well, very few people, recognize this right now. And you know, look at the cumulative effect that we mentioned. Okay, so now we're going to let them bring in steel to build the new Bay Bridge, and we will not have a domestic steel industry.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's take steel, for instance. I don't know that much about steel, but I know a little bit about economics. Don't you think it's a fact that they probably sell steel for less than what the steel users could buy it locally in the United States? In other words, why pay more for U.S. steel if you can get it cheaper from China or Russia or Mexico or anywhere else?
Well, you're absolutely right. We get cheaper steel, but it's not high quality, okay? And look at your local economy where you have four gas stations on a corner, right? If one guy wants to put the other three gas stations out of business, he just lowers his cost of gasoline by 10 or 15 cents a gallon, and eventually, you know, his competitors will be gone because they cannot sustain the losses. And when you look at the cost of buying, there is a cost of buying cheap steel from the Chinese. That is the social welfare and the destruction of our society that goes along with it. Okay, so now you have unemployed American steelworkers, and what are they doing? First thing, they're not paying taxes. Second thing, we are providing medical care for them as emergency rooms, replying unemployment. Their value of their houses has plummeted, and these people who were once a contributing member of society are now a drag on our society. And when you look at the debate that's going on in Washington right now, the conservatives are saying, well, we don't want to put tax on the rich. The problem is, we don't have enough taxpayers on the low end. You're right. They've all vanished. They've all lost their jobs, and they can't pay taxes anymore. They're probably receiving an earned income tax credit.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you saying that you would have the United States government ban prohibit people from buying stuff from China?
I think that is a consideration, and I think it's likely that we have this, okay?
Okay.
If you want to buy non-American-made products, you will pay a premium for doing that.
That's right.
And we already have Buy American laws. You know, if you're going to sell boots to the military, the boots have to be made in America.
We'll and that would apply equally to Britain? What about Israel? You know, would they be exempt or they would be treated the same way?
Britain and Israel are not like China. They're not
They're worse than China. I can't think of a more repressive nation than Great Britain, where you have a camera looking up your butt everywhere. Everything is against the law.
Hold on a second, Mark. Let me jump in here. I would say my position on this whole thing is, yeah, let's treat all countries the same. Let's put tariffs on every import into this country. Because, you know, any time you start talking about tariffs, you're accused by the other side of being a protectionist and an isolationist. And I say it's high time that we have isolationism and protectionism in this country. It's about time people take a stand for America against every foreign country that is a threat to the United States. Whether they're a threat or not, we need to protect our economy here. And as far as is the Chinese government going to attack America? The answer to that, in my opinion, is no. No, they don't need to, because they're getting it done without having fired a shot, because we're giving them everything they need to defeat us, all of the tools. Hey, I appreciate the call, Mark. Let's go on to Roy in Michigan. Roy, you're on the air. Do we have Roy?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a little out there.
Yes. You mentioned the thing that I was thinking when I called in was that the tariffs, we need to put heavy tariffs on all these imports, and I've known that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself will get the American people to take and stop buying all those Chinese products.
Right.
But the other thing that, you know, the writing is pretty much on the wall. I don't think it takes a genius to see that the money is about to go bad. And that we're about to enter into a complete change in the things that Americans and those of us that know what's going on are going to make a drastic change. And what's happened is these guys are drunk. They're drunk on money and power, and their money is about to go bad. And their power, Satan, is not going to share it with them. So we need to get the message to them that they're going to face their maker pretty soon, and hopefully that might sober them up so that we can actually have some of these guys at least can have a chance to make it.
Anything to respond to that?
I think all the listeners have to go the bowling alleys, to the golf courses, and the bars, and the VFWs, and the Knights of Columbus, and you have to tell your friends and colleagues that we have an emergency on hand, and you are going to have to come out in numbers we've never seen before, at town hall meetings, at meet and greet sessions, and tell these people, you know, your job is on the line. Maybe we even have to tar and feather somebody, okay, so that they get the idea that they have the fear of God in them. And we have to find good people among us who have not been career politicians who are willing to go to Washington and make the contribution that they have to do. I mean, we have an obligation to do that as citizens. Okay?
Yeah.
Retired people, okay, I mean, how much expertise is there out there among retired people? Lots and lots of expertise. You know, what else do you have to do? Give up playing with your grandchildren and go to Washington and straighten this nation out. We have people, you know, saying they'll take a leave from their career as a cardiac surgeon, as a NASA rocket scientist, and we will go to Lansing or Washington and do what we can do, okay? Because, obviously, we didn't get in this mess overnight. It wasn't instant. And people have contributed to this,
And it's a little bit like the Nazi army. After Germany capitulated, you went looking for a Nazi soldier. You couldn't find anybody. Nobody would admit to it. Just like the current politicians now in Washington, they say, oh, we have this huge deficit. Well, it wasn't delivered overnight. You were there 10 years ago when it was starting, or 20 years ago when it's starting. So, hey, you failed. We're going to replace you.
Roy, I appreciate the call. I'm unfortunately got a few right. other callers here, so I'm going to move on. But thank you so much for calling in. John in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Mr. Kaufman.
Hi there.
Darren, you had said something earlier, and then it was followed up a few moments later by Dr. Kaufman. You said that the governor of Michigan had said he wanted to reinvent the state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Kaufman, you made a comment about, well, perhaps we could have the Chinese teaching in, or doing something with the schools as far as education. And what struck a nerve, Darren, was on the news yesterday here in Nashville. We've got several failing inner city schools, and they did a story, and they made the statement that there was a company that had great success in Great Britain, and they were going to bring them to the next metro schools and have them redesign the school system to an entirely different system. So they went to talk to one of the principals, black gentleman, and out of his mouth he said, I am here to reinvent education.
Wow.
So I'm wondering, Dr. Kaufman, is there something that you don't, that you know, because they never identified this company that had success in Britain. For all I know, it could be a Chinese company. I know that when they're teaching kids, and when I was a child in school a long time ago, 50 years ago or so, they were teaching long division. And there are so many ways that are easier to teach that help the kids. The understanding comes naturally if you would do mathematics the way that the Chinese do math. So I'm wondering, do you know something?
About the educational.
I think there are many people who have many nations, many ethnicities, who have technical contributions to make. Right? And that's great. But what we have to worry about are the sociological contributions that they might want to force upon us when they give us the technical contribution.
And I agree.
And yes, the Chinese are very clever at laundering things. For example, the bridge money, okay, when we start to try to follow the trail, it comes from Canada. Well, really, it comes from Spain, Portugal, and Italy. Well, really, it then comes from China. Okay? So the Chinese are very clever at hiding things. But regarding education, we have the wrong people making the policy decisions. There are people in America who know about education. I mean, for 45 years, I was a professor at the university, and I saw a sea change about 1995. We changed from an educational institution into a financial institution whose purpose it was to make money for the administrators. Our purpose wasn't to educate Michigan kids anymore. Our labs had fallen into disrepair. There wasn't any money to refurbish the labs. The administrators thought everything could be done on the computer. And you have the wrong people making the policy. You have theoreticians. It's like someone says, I'm going to run a farm, and all I know is what I read in the book, okay? You know, I was never a farmer's kid or whatever, never went to Michigan State. So there are people in America who know about education. I would throw out Catholic nuns who were teaching, you know, when I was in school, like you were, okay? These people, they taught you arithmetic and a few other things, okay? But the administration of education has been taken over by politicians who are just interested in a big salary. I mean, here in Ann Arbor, I think it's $250,000 you get if you're head of the school system. That's absurd.
Well, more than that, it's not just that they're in it for the money, but they have an agenda to re-educate, to really teach kids what to think rather than how to think on their own. And you also made a comment with regards to China giving up computer technology. few years ago, I bought a new desktop computer, and I was told it was made by IBM. It was a Lenovo. Turns out, after I bought it, that I find out that China owns Lenovo. So International Business Machine is now owned by a Chinese company.
Well, listen, absolutely right. We got a break coming up here, guys.
John, I appreciate the call.
We have a couple more calls that we'll take in the last segment. Hopefully, we'll get to all of them. So just hang on. Paul in New Jersey, Tex-Mex in Texas, just hang with us. We'll hopefully roll right through your calls when we come back from the break. Final segment, ladies and gentlemen, of Govern America, straight ahead with Dr. Bill Kaufman. And visit his website once again, china-threat.com. And also check out the other one he mentioned, American Made Heroes, all together, one word, AmericanMadeHeroes.com, where you can see the four-hour documentary on Tiananmen Square. Vital information, spread the word. We'll be back with the final segment straight ahead.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
The ground running in this segment, final segment here of Govern America. We've been visiting with Dr. William Kaufman. He's a former University of Michigan professor, and he blew the whistle on the communist Chinese delegations coming into that university. And he's been a staunch anti-communist, and he continues to be. And I want to go ahead and roll through these calls real quickly. I'm asking you callers, if you could, to please be as brief as possible so we can get everybody in. Let's go to Paul in New Jersey. Paul, you're on with Dr. Kaufman.
I like Dr. Kaufman, but the problem is I can't trust anyone with a Jewish-sounding last name tell me who the enemies are of the United States. Listen,
all right. Hey,
if he's going to talk about communism,
let's go to Texas and talk to Tex-Mex. Tex, go right ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, what I want to ask your guest was does he know about the stacking up in Mexico and what's going on down there with the Chinese? The Chinese seem to be running around Mexico quite a bit. They seem to be building highways, supplying weapons. I mean, supposedly some of the army in their parades have Chinese weapons and tanks and armored vehicles down on the Guatemala-Mexican border. And there's supposedly a huge base somewhere, just Chinese base, just 60 miles south of Laredo.
Well, yeah, Mexico is of concern. And, of course, you can take it further south to the Panama Canal, where we have Costco, Chinese overseas shipping company, having ports on both ends of the Panama Canal. And we thought, right, that the Chinese were going to come through Mexico using the NAFTA superhighway, you know, up through Iowa and then further north and then east towards Michigan. And Governor Perry, who's throwing his hat, I guess, in the ring for the GOP nomination, is strongly entangled in Chinese connections in Mexico. But it looks like, as we mentioned earlier, with the growing Canadian connection, that the Chinese are becoming apprehensive about the political stability in Mexico, you know, vis-a-vis the drug situation. However, I haven't heard anything about this, and maybe you know about it, the Chinese Tongs are well-known groups of thugs and have been in organized crime for centuries. And is there an alliance being made between the Mexican drug lords and the Chinese organized crime lords? That's something I haven't heard about and would love to learn about.
Interesting thought. Anything else, Tex-Mex?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate the call. You know, we have a listener down, I don't know exactly where she is, Glenna. She's asking about, she says, John Stettmiller's show yesterday, he hesitantly told about a video somebody asked him to watch. He says, I think from Wall Street, where it said China wants their money and is going to buy some states. Do you know anything about this? You know, we're heavily indebted to China. And I guess the terminology now is that they're purchasing states. I don't know if you've heard anything directly about that or if that is anything that rings a bell.
I've not heard it escalated to that level. But, yes, I mean, it's well known, and you can find lots of information on the web, that the Chinese are dumping their paper and converting them into hard resources by buying stakes in American companies. In Fredericksburg, Virginia, they're buying housing developments, they're buying office center complexes, shopping centers, and they're getting rid of their paper currency and putting it into hard assets in America because apparently they anticipate perhaps that the paper is not going to have value or it's going to have significantly lesser value. So what she says going on as a state at a time, yeah, it makes sense. And if you go to Idaho and you look what's happening there, well, Butch Otter was a salesman for Simplot Potatoes who started off selling potatoes in the Far East, and it's just growing by leaps and bounds because of the depressed economy in Idaho.
Yeah. Well, we'll certainly have you back, and we'll keep watch over this story. Folks, check out his website, china-threat.com, and pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. Thanks a lot, Dr. Kaufman.
Yeah.
We'll talk again next week, folks. Stay with, join us again next week. Bye-bye.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spread.